You're listening to Living Lab Radio. I'm Heather Goldstone. This month, governments across the world have clamped down on the electronic production of cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. Counties in Montana and Washington have imposed regulations on new computing centers devoted to cryptocurrency mining. And China's central state planner has proposed a ban on all cryptocurrency mining operations. These restrictions are being driven by the growing awareness of the massive energy consumption of many cryptocurrencies, especially Bitcoin. Alex DeVries has tried to quantify the environmental impact of digital currencies. He's been a blockchain specialist at PricewaterhouseCoopers Experience Center since 2015, and he's founder of the DigEconomist.net blog. He's been writing there and elsewhere about the outsized energy footprint of Bitcoin mining and the e-waste it is generating. Alex, welcome to Living Lab Radio.
Thank you.
Is there any way to actually explain the process of Bitcoin mining without diving deep into code?
Well, I personally like to compare it with a really big lottery where all the machines in the network are just constantly generating numbers, hoping that one of them is the winning one. And if they produce the winning number, in return, they get rewarded.
And this is all being carried out by a network, the Bitcoin network. Who exactly is that network? Who's it made up of?
Well, we have no clue, to be honest. So anyone can participate. We know, obviously, that there are many specialized facilities containing just mining hardware around the globe running on this network. But in theory, even you and me can participate at any time.
Well, Alex DeVries, you've calculated that this Bitcoin network can consume at least 2.5 gigawatts of electricity. I mean, that's almost as much as the country of Ireland. Is that just the computing power that's being used in this process?
Absolutely. So you have to imagine this whole network is running almost 45 quintillion calculations every second of the day.
45 quintillion. I'm not sure I even know what that number means. That's huge.
Yeah, that's 45 times 10 to the power 18, I think. It's indeed a very, very large number. So you can imagine it takes a whole lot of machines to actually produce that amount of calculations. And all those machines primarily require energy.
But you've already said that we don't actually know who is doing the mining. We don't necessarily know what kind of machine it is that they're using. How do you actually calculate the energy usage of this network?
That's correct. We indeed have no clue who is participating. But one thing we can observe is the total computational power in the network. So we don't know where these machines are, but we can observe how much processing power they have in total. So it's pretty easy to figure out how many machines there must at least be in the network and come up with an energy consumption estimate based on that.
Is that energy usage increasing at this point? I mean, computers are constantly getting more efficient. Could the footprint of Bitcoin mining actually decrease at any point?
Well, it's not so much about improving efficiency. It's very much about how much money are these miners earning and how much can they afford to spend on electricity. And as long as the Bitcoin price remains more or less constant, they will be spending roughly the same amount of money on electricity despite machines getting more efficient over time.
I'm interested in this cost of the electricity. I mean, what you're suggesting is this is a cost that's being absorbed by those who are mining Bitcoin. It's kind of an internal cost to this system of creating Bitcoin. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. And actually, it has to be, because that is part of what, in essence, keeps Bitcoin safe. There needs to be some kind of cost in the system. So suppose you have bad intentions and you want to participate in the system and, well, do bad things. You need to be able to get, first of all, the machines, and second of all, pay for the electricity.
Alex DeVries, you come from a background in economics and digital technology. You're a blockchain specialist. How did you get interested in the environmental side of this whole system?
Well, it's been a while since I first read about this side of Bitcoin myself. And I think I first read an article about it in 2015. At the time, the energy footprint of a single transaction was roughly the same as what an average American household requires for, well, let's say 1.5 days in power.
Wow.
And Yeah, that was in 2015. So that number has increased tremendously since then. But anyway, at the time I was really amazed that nobody was writing about this, that there was no up-to-date information about it. Obviously the numbers are gigantic. So that's when I decided I wanted to put more effort in it and even provide my own source of information.
Well, we've mostly talked about the process of mining the Bitcoin, but now you've also mentioned the electricity involved in transactions that would involve Bitcoin. And I wonder how that compares to, say, the environmental footprint of our current banking system and either cash or credit card transactions. Do we even know?
For cash, it's obviously hard to get a number, but we know that for the electronic transactions, the whole banking system is processing about 500 billion per year of those. And at the same time, well, we don't exactly know how much energy is being used to process all those transactions, but we do know that all of the world's data centers, not including Bitcoin mining facilities, require about 200 terawatt hours of electricity per year. Now, at the same time, the Bitcoin network requires 40 terawatt hours of electricity per year, so 20%. Only the Bitcoin network is not even processing and the tiniest fraction of what the banking system is handling. So if you run the numbers, you will find that even in the most optimistic scenario, if we attribute all of the world's data centers to banking, you will find that there will be an energy footprint per Bitcoin transaction that is at least 1,200 times greater than the average non-cash transaction.
1,200 times. Do all cryptocurrencies have this energy-intensive problem?
Not at all. So this is specifically a problem that relates to currencies that have mining. We call it proof of work. But there are also other cryptocurrencies that don't have mining. Those currencies run on what we call proof of stake. And those alternatives do not require the computational power that is required for mining.
You've made some convincing arguments. Obviously, they're still very controversial about the pitfalls of Bitcoin. But you've also pointed out that there are other cryptocurrencies out there that don't have these same issues necessarily. So why spend so much time fretting over Bitcoin if, it turns out not to be sustainable in the long run because of these costs, because of the environmental footprint, then what's the problem with that?
Well, the problem is that the network is currently still consuming 0.2% of global electricity, and it could easily shoot up a few times before it reaches the end of, let's say, its survivability lifetime. So, at the same time, I think climate change is a very pressing matter, and we don't have the room to just lay back and wait to see how this plays out.
I mean, I understand trying to, do everything we can about climate change, but 0.2% when there are things like air travel or, for that matter, cars and our current electricity system, why focus specifically on Bitcoin instead of some of these bigger producers of greenhouse gas emissions?
Well, this could get ugly really fast, right? We already saw that the Bitcoin price peaked at 20K in the end of 2017. And there's people predicting a price of 150K nowadays. So if that happens, and given history, it's not, completely unrealistic that the Bitcoin price will shoot up again at some point, it would pretty easily consume several percentages of what we're consuming in electricity globally. So this can go wrong really quickly.
And that's something you think we need to be prepared for?
Absolutely.
Alex DeVries is a blockchain specialist at PricewaterhouseCoopers Experience Center and founder of the digeconomist.net blog. Alex, thanks so much.
Welcome.